Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we pick up on part two of these channeled cosmic messages about the decade ahead, specifically the years 2020 to 2029. Now, I did part one for you, and that went live on October 12th, 2020. You can always go listen to that message first, the information that came through there, what was important to understand, and understanding really the energetics that are at play on the planet right now. So now in part two, we're going to go a little more into this understanding and get some more information around what is happening in this decade and why it's so important. Now, it is a decade of acceleration of energies, acceleration of intuitive gifts, of spiritual gifts, of what you can develop and grow in yourself. It's also a decade of very big changes in the world, in our daily lives, in the structures and how we have viewed the world, how the world has worked, and what needs to change permanently on the planet because those energies are no longer in alignment with where humanity is going and what humanity needs. Now, in part one, I talked about how they showed me this decade as the energy of being on a road trip, and that every destination along the way is its own energetic experience, and that if you're open to understanding the gifts of each destination or of each place, that will help with moving through what is coming up. The astrology of the decade is quite dynamic and big, as we're going to experience a lot of completions, a lot of endings, a lot of permanent changes in the planet and in our way of life that we will not go back to. They're saying how 2022 to 2025 are some of the most intense years, and this directly relates to the energies that the United States will be experiencing through the Pluto return at 27 degrees of Capricorn, plus the Neptune in Pisces opposition to natal Neptune in Virgo in the US chart. And I have a playlist for you on YouTube that goes through all of these different energies and gives you an understanding of some of their themes and some of the things that are going to play out, even though we don't know the particulars. And there's many ways that things can unfold. There's many potentials, there's many timelines, there's many trajectories. This is an overall understanding of the energies that are coming up and coming through and how we're each individually going to be feeling them. Between 2022 to 2025, we have very big dynamic astrology. Then 2026, they're calling it a recovery year. And this is when we actually have Saturn in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, and the North Node in Pisces. And this is the 12th and final sign of the zodiac. It is about completions and endings. It is about uncertainty, not knowing what's next, but being able to trust a process, being able to trust what is unfolding, and that there will always be a new energetic experience to have. Pisces is where we can transmute energies. We take completions, we take endings, we clear them out, and we allow space for the new to be birthed and the new to come forward. And in 2027, we have Chiron in Aries, Saturn in Aries, Neptune in Aries. So that Aries energy being the initiation, the new starts, perhaps even confusion around what that is, what to do, what to begin. We have Uranus in Gemini, Pluto in Aquarius, and the North Node in Aquarius. In 2027, the planets are dancing together harmoniously. There's more energy. It's very dynamic. We have strengthening of fire and air signs. These are masculine energies that are showing us a new way forward. So it's important to know that as the decade unfolds, we're going to experience many different energies, but to keep your sights on the long term and to understand that we're made for this. We are strong enough. We have what we need to move through dynamic changes and to continue to trust ourselves. One of the best things that humanity can do at this time is to continue to develop your spiritual and intuitive gifts, to get out of the mind, to understand the significance of the body, and to understand how energy is something that we're able to master, to communicate with, to really go into some parts of ourselves that maybe sounded absurd before, perhaps didn't seem real or sounded ridiculous. To be fair, everything can sound ridiculous at first until it becomes normal. And this is a decade of our spiritual advancement, our energetic advancements. And as the energies within each of us evolve and ascend, we change the consciousness of humanity and we change the matrix of energies on the planet. And they're telling me very clearly that this is what we're meant to remember. Now, the energies that I'm feeling, that I'm connecting with at a cosmic level, are those beings from other planets that are not human, and I see them with my third eye. I see the energies as eight beings, a high council, and I've mentioned before that I see them as each being at a different location around the planet that creates a Merkaba structure, energetic structure around Earth that is stabilizing the energies and that is filtering what comes in and what goes out. It's very galactic. I feel actually each of these eight beings holds a different energy code. Like they're from different places in the galaxy and they're all part of this council. And that there is the high commander who I see as a military figure who is running the show, who is very strong, clear, masculine, benevolent, loving, kind-hearted, very advanced. And in fact, he's showing me, so he's presenting himself as wearing a military outfit. And, oh, he's funny. He's like, it's not an outfit, it's a costume. Okay. So he is very wise and there's that dry sense of humor, but it's like he doesn't want you to know he has a sense of humor, right? Because he's very serious. And he's saying that what is on his costume are all of these badges that are energy codes from other places in the galaxy that he has worked. He's had mission work to support benevolent energies in other places in the galaxy. And he's done this many times. And he says that he's actually a collective energy. He's presenting himself as one being, but he's a collective of energetics of different levels of consciousness. And that what he's doing right now to support Earth, he's showing me his heart. Like this is something in his heart. And I get the understanding that there's something about the bigger picture of the planet that's special to him, but not at a human level. And I don't know if he's had human lifetimes. Okay, he says he's had two human lifetimes and it wasn't for him. He prefers to do the higher level work. So he is very much the commander of this high council. His energy is very big and he has to, you know, fit it into his costume. And that what he's really here to do is that he understands the importance of Earth's transition right now because of how the energy on this planet is very potent. It's very alive. You know, there's a lot of potential in humanity that's untapped. He's calling it there's untapped human potential that has the effect of reverberating out across the solar system in a really exciting way. And because he's one of the good guys, because there are bad guys, but he's one of the good guys, he understands that the best thing for humanity right now is the balancing of our energies across the Earth's existence, and that it's bigger than we know. Because the light we can generate based on our spiritual awakening and our energetic advancements have the potential to keep Earth empowered. And he's showing me this as it relates to the Anunnaki and other beings who don't want humanity to be empowered or awakened or operating from the highest possible energy fields. And that there are energies and beings on the planet that are trying to keep humanity captive, is what captive. And he's showing me as like a compressed energy. And he says that this is coming through in multiple areas of our lives over the next decade. And this is where we're going to see some of our biggest changes. And now he's showing me a list. Okay. The first thing on the list is jobs and workforce. Okay. So we know that the work and how work is done on the planet is changing through automation, through technology. And he's saying that the first decade of this century, 2000 to 2009, we had a surge of technology come through. Remember that with the, you know, a lot of social media started in the first decade. A lot of companies got online and were really big with what they could do on the internet. And he's just saying it was like this burst of energy came through around technology. Well, part of what this decade is about is looking at how to harness technology responsibly. And he's basically asking, like, how many drones do you want in the sky? Because, and it's kind of a rhetorical question, like, do you want drones surrounding you all the time? And he's showing me all the satellites that are, you know, moving all around our planet, and that there's invisible satellites. There's ones that are cloaked. There's things that we don't even see around technology. And then he's showing me all these energetics that are hitting the planet, and that is what is destroying the planet, but also we have to learn what we want to do with it and how to harness it and how to incorporate technology in our lives. So how many drones do you want flying outside your home? And how many other areas of your life do you want connected to technology? Because now he's showing me the refrigerator and he's showing me all these, you know, gadgets that are really cool at first. And wow, we could do this. And oh, that's awesome. And look at how easy it is to press a button and this happens. And then he's showing me a caution flag. Look at where this is going. And this is something that's going to play out. It's already playing out. Some of you already see this, but it's something that hits the mass population later. And that there are things to be very clear about what you bring into your home, into your living environment. And now he's showing me televisions and phones and, you know, the microwave, like everything you have that is electronic. He says to just be aware of what you're allowing into your personal space because of how those electronics, those technologies actually interact with your body. And that's where he's coming from with this. It's really interesting. He's showing me how these energies can interfere with our physical body's capabilities of doing what it needs to do. Almost like the electronics infiltrate the body and change the cellular reproduction, changes the body's capabilities. So know that there is a dance right now between what's cool in technology, what's new, what's fresh, what could be really convenient, and to keep it in moderation, because there's also energies that are affecting our physical bodies that we're not even aware of yet. And he says, this is what you want to understand because you can make choices around what you allow in your personal living space. And that this is a very big thing to be aware of. And he's showing me that this is how we're personally balancing the Atlantis and Lemurian consciousnesses. So if you were to look at, in very simple terms, if technology is Atlantis, the human body and the care of the body in a healthy, supportive, healing manner would be Lemuria. And he's showing me, you know, those little domes, like, what was it called? A dome sphere? That, like, that's your living environment. And what ecosystem, what environment do you want to create in your own personal space and balance it where, yeah, you can have the convenience of technology and enjoy TV and like your smartphone, but balance it with the right healing energies for your body and your energy. And then he's showing me lots of plants and anything that pertains to nature that helps to energetically balance your personal living environment. And he's then showing me on his list health and human body as also things that are changing in this decade in a very significant way. And that as a lot of things fall away and end, and this is through what we would call distribution channels and global networks, manufacturing, all of these supply chains are going to have problems and issues at times that will create limitations on what we can buy, on what we can find at the market, at our choices, at where we can live our lives. And that those are areas that are going to be changing as well. There's going to be more of a focus on localization, more so than globalization. And that what we're going to see is a shift in food. And that this isn't a scare tactic. There's going to be food. There will be food. You know, it's not like there's going to not be food, but there's going to be different kinds of food. And he's showing me that there is the potential to return to self-sustaining lifestyles. So whether that is more farms, more community gardens, more personal gardens, more farming, more farmers markets, things that are in your local environment. But that there's also the bigger picture. This is really interesting. He's showing me that the human body is going to change and be leaner. And that makes sense if you think about more natural, organic items that we eat. And so it's like getting rid of sugar and preservatives and other things that are very prominent in like supermarkets. He's showing me that those things are going to be changing and that the human body is going to be changing. And he just shows me as being leaner. It's like skinnier. Now, of course, there's all different kinds of bodies and sizes and ways that we metabolize and exercise and care for ourselves. But he's showing me like kind of a general trend that humans are going to get leaner and that this could be very interesting to experience because it's based on a lifestyle change and not simply about like a gym membership or how often you do yoga. There's something about this trend that the human body is going to be changing and that it also relates to part of this leanness. He says it's like cutting the fat, cutting it out, has to do with the removal of impurities that our bodies have normalized holding. And that could be through excess fat or a lot of cholesterol or take your pick. There's something that is being purified. And he says the bigger picture is that this is the energetics of the human body changing into a more pure form as the cellular reproduction can speed up and it changes the biology of what you crave, of what you want to eat, of what you desire. And he's also saying it's related to the human body, the crystalline energies, the purer energies. It's actually a deeper reprogramming that's happening, but that it shows up as a scarcity message first. Okay, this is interesting. He's saying that because there's so many choices right now on your planet, because you have a lot of options in terms of food source, and how you eat, what you eat, where you eat. I mean, you could look at restaurants, you could look at what can be grown in the soil and everything that's available as an option, that as those options are no longer available because they're not energetically sustainable, whether they're connected to the global supply chain or they're just foods that are shipped in, it's like he's saying that there's a lot that's going to change around what we have right now that's not going to be sustainable going forward, and that it's going to help the health of the people, but it's going to show up as a scarcity first, or a fear, or an inconvenience. And almost like, oh no, I can't order my favorite dish at my favorite restaurant because they don't offer it anymore. They don't have the ingredients, or they can't make the full enchilada. It's sort of like there's something that's changing where there's still plenty of food available. It's just going to look different. And then that, of course, will show up through changes in the body. And he says, and this is kind of a stern message, this is where you have choice around where you understand your gratitude and where you're going to be in your power versus where you're going to be in your fear and perhaps even childlike. And he's saying that if you're childlike, you're going to pout and throw a tantrum because you can't get everything you wanted like before. But this is a time of maturity, spiritual maturity, understanding that things change for a reason, and that it's part of the cleansing of the earth and the cleansing of where our lives are not sustainable long term and where there's potentially damage. So it's like this purity. And he says this is part of the rising energies of body consciousness, respecting and loving the human body, not taking it for granted, not thinking your body is meant to just digest whatever for years and years and years. This is a return to living in harmony with your environment, with the world, with what is possible in your life, and that you have a choice around how you approach these changes, and that those who are able to adapt and adjust are going to fare much better than those who cry and pout. And so he's also making it very clear that we have choices in our approach to these changes in the decade ahead, and that we are going to have to hold ourselves to higher standards around how we approach global changes. And he's saying there hasn't been a decade like this on the earth before. So it's almost like if you were to go back and think, oh, my grandfather lived through this, or so-and-so in my family was in the Great Depression, or so-and-so was in this world war. He's saying it's not like that. It's not that energy. You can't compare it to a previous period in history, which is why it's also very exciting, but also very full of uncertainty. And he's like, the human mind is wired for understanding its environment. And what you're moving through is very dynamic, but it's going to bring up uncertainty and anxiety, and it's going to bring up some things that you're going to have to take control of and get tools around working with so that you're in your power as the decade unfolds. And so he's also showing me on his list, I'm going back to the workforce and jobs, that those are changing because they're are talents and gifts the humans have that they were too afraid to step into. And he's saying that this is like not by anyone's fault. This is not something where there's blame at all. In fact, I think, you know, I can raise my hand and say I obviously have participated in this too, where you want to be in a role or in an experience in a job that is certain and stable. And what he's saying right now is that the workforce is going to be changing. There's going to be a lot more automation, a lot more robotics, a lot more technology. There's going to be a lot of things that are replaced by AI, artificial intelligence. And in fact, that's already happening behind the scenes in a bigger way than we know. There's a lot that has not been disclosed about how AI is already rampant and working in our lives. There's a stability in place where it's almost like you can't have millions of people losing their jobs all at once. But there's like this phase out of positions. And what he wants you to do is to look at the job you have. Can you be replaced by artificial intelligence, by technology, by automation, by a robot? Can you be replaced? And this is a very honest assessment. He's saying that most industries, especially anything with technology, manufacturing, even some travel, hospitality, and on, a lot of these areas they don't necessarily require the human touch or human intelligence. And I know that's hard to hear because this planet is about humans and it's about our lives here. But he's saying there's agendas to replace humanness. Does it mean those agendas are going to play out? Not necessarily. But again, there's already so many things in place that we're not aware of that we have to stay smart. And so he's saying that the shift is that Atlantis consciousness is where there was excessive scientific developments, technology advancements, and experimentations that got out of hand and that were destructive to the experience of being human. And that the balance right now is to stay in our humanity, to stay in our heart, to stay in the human touch. Literally, you know, the touch of your hands, but also the energetic touch points between us that cannot ever be automated, that cannot ever be removed. And that's where there's actually more of an energetic need for what you can do that is from your heart. And I realize that is cliche and vague, but it is intentionally so because that's what you're meant to discover, is more of your natural gifts. And he's showing me a shift. This is really interesting. He's showing me, it's like being in line at the DMV, and there's all these people in line on the Atlantis side because they think that's where there is security, prosperity, that's where there's always going to be a job. But he's shaking his head, no, it's the Lemurian side of the line at the DMV where there's only a few people in line. That's where the potential is. That's where the growth is. And this is part of an energetic balancing. Now, yes, people will still be in technology. There will still be things that are needed in science and space and in these areas of our lives. But this is kind of a general message of understanding that moving towards whatever that energy means for you. And I'm supposed to keep it vague. I'm supposed to be very vague because it's different for everybody. But it's something about anything that is genuinely you. And I mean this from your heart. And I mean it, you know, specifically healers and energy workers and intuitives, which not everybody is, not at all. But it's kind of like you move into something because it's your calling. He says there's going to be new callings that come up and they come through quietly and softly. And when you don't answer the call or when you don't move towards that energy, it comes through abruptly and it comes through swiftly and perhaps even harshly. And he's saying that there are many individuals, souls, who actually chose this transition from the Atlantis to the Lemurian lines, if you will, because they couldn't do it in a previous lifetime. And that there's something you're balancing for yourself that you're meant to trust and go into. And so he's showing me a software engineer who has amazing abilities to work with their hands and their mind. And this feels like a Virgo energy, actually. But it's being in the comfort zone of the mind, but then you're also capable of doing, cranial sacral work or Reiki work or something with the hands that hasn't been tapped into. Now, this doesn't mean for everybody right now that you change professions, but he's saying that it's very important to understand more of who you are. You're not just a title. You're not just a job position. You're not just anything. You're much more than that. And that as we move through this decade, trust what you're drawn to. Step out of your self-definitions or any limitations that you've put on yourself about what you thought your professional life was going to be. And now he's showing me Enron. Do you remember Enron when there was the whistleblower and then Enron collapsed? And there's just something about there's some energies on the planet that aren't going to last long term, but you came in with new paths to follow. I mean, this could be anything with art. This could be photography. This could be something with mixed media. I mean, this is limitless. Honestly, it's like this limitless category of things that are going to rise in importance and in value on the planet. And that he just wants to make it clear that as there's endings and changes in jobs, in industries, in what we thought a profession looked like, that means there's going to be a new pathway, but it's individual. And it's individual based on what you've trusted in yourself and individual on the choices that you make. Okay, once again, my crown chakra is spinning and so is my third eye. So I'm going to take a break. Okay, I grounded myself and he has more items on his list. He wants to talk about clones and he's calling them hidden technologies that are already strong on the planet. And that part of your intuitive gifts and development, he's calling it Spot the Clone. Spot the Clone. Who's a clone? And he's showing me some prominent people who have clones, who have multiple other entities that represent them publicly. Let's just put it out there like that. So there's something about the prominence of clones, robotics, the AI energies that are already here. And you will intuitively feel that something is different when you're looking at people talking. And he's showing you public figures, both men and women, who maybe have multiple clones. He's like, some of these people are not really alive on the planet anymore. Some of these people are in very poor health. Some of these people are still playing out a character or a storyline. There's multiple reasons for clones. And the important thing to understand is that it only works if you're being duped, if you don't get it, if you don't understand the technology that's already here. And now he's showing me when there was seeing Michael Jackson in a concert and now also Whitney Houston, holograms. He's showing me holograms and how energies and technologies are used to create illusions, to create storylines. And these are the energies that are playing out throughout the decade. So be aware that this technology is here and it's something that's already being used. And then he's showing me how there's been so many experiments through the decades through military means, and that's military funding and military locations and all the experiments that have been done through even what we would call black ops or something that's very hidden, you know, very secretive. But there's always been experimentations in the military and that's where a lot of these technologies originate from. And he's showing me, you know, the bunkers and things on the planet that are very much hidden and underground, and that every continent has different military bases and experimentations that have been performed for years. And he says that there's even different visitors that come and go, you know, ETs from these various compounds, and that he's showing me the energies very deep in the earth. They're hidden. You could never find them. And that's because there's only certain ways you can access them. And it's again, not through normal means. It's through an advanced technology. But he's saying that there's a lot of different experiments that are happening now that are going to come out later in the decade. And at first, it's like there's this routine. He's like, there's this typical way that things are presented, where they use it to wow the public or to impress the public or to get the attention of the masses. And they use it to make it look, you know, sexy and cool. And I want that. But there's always multiple intentions or various agendas. He's like, there's also been a lot of experimentation, and that what you see isn't the full story. And he's saying that you don't need the full story the more that you trust your intuition, because your intuition is yours. It won't lie to you. It's your own energetics. And this is where we are supported in our growth in this decade, is trusting your intuition. Because again, you can't be duped. You know, you won't believe something if it doesn't feel right, if the energy feels off, if you're like, something else is going on here. And that part of what's been happening on the planet is that we haven't been intuitively developed enough to understand the various agendas at play, specifically the darker agendas, the darker energies, and the manipulation that's at hand, the ways that humanity is being lied to, is not being shown the full story or a full truth, how there are very big power dynamics at play that are being cloaked. So what I'm feeling so intensely here, and what we're supposed to understand, is that one of our strongest gifts at this time in our lives and in the Earth's existence is understanding the power of our hearts, the power of our bodies, the power of our intuition, how to balance all of that with the mind, how to honor all of our energies, you know, everything that we have access to, that there are openings that are going to occur in this decade, energetic openings that will support your next steps and what is correct for you. There's also going to be important endings, permanent endings, you know, changes in our lives, changes in the planet. He's saying there will be earth changes, but that's normal. There's earth changes every decade, and that's part of the earth purging and shifting and exfoliating. That the earth changes are often intentional, meaning they are contracted earth changes, which is an interesting way to put it, but he's saying it's contracted so that the earth can stay alive. And then he's showing me it's like a beating heart. It's like there's a pulse that the earth moves at, and that's part of what is ready to change. And he says too that the earth changes that are going to unfold are with the permission of the souls that participate in that earth change. And that it's part of a heart energy on the planet, like heart consciousness, like the understanding of how we're all connected and how we all can be there for each other in ways that are loving and supportive. To know that it's a transmutation process and that it's simply a part of the normal flows of energetics around the planet. So essentially, there are many dynamic changes in this decade. And the most important thing to know is that we were made for this, and that we are equipped with more tools, choices, and energetics than we're aware of consciously. And that part of this decade is, again, the opening up of those presents, the opening up of those gifts. And to stay curious, to stay open, to understand that as life changes and as your world changes, that means you're moving towards the next chapter, the next adventure, the next phase that you're equipped for. And there's a very clear energy here of strength. And he's now showing me, he's pointing to his heart. Like, I feel it as, not only is this a heart project or a heart mission for him, but it's returning us to our hearts, to what we're able to experience on the planet in this lifetime. And that there's a lot of good things that are going to come from these changes, even if it's not right away or instant gratification. There's things that are unfolding and supporting us, and that we have many things going in our favor. And he says it's because of the intuitive development. It's because of the spiritual advancements. It's because of trusting yourself and moving away from the over-reliance on your mind or on the limitations of what you thought you could do on the planet. He's like, this is a broadening and an expansion. And if you can approach it in that way, it will shift not only your perception, but it will shift your experience. Because as soon as you open up to that consciousness of, okay, I'm going to expand, my life is going to change, I'm going to move into new experiences, you're then opening up those new energy streams to come in and support you, where before they might have been blocked. And you can also allow this decade to be very clearing and very healing in terms of removing what you no longer want, removing what is false, what no longer is correct for you, what you were doing from a lower consciousness or perhaps a lower sense of obligation or self-limitation. He's saying this can be a very clearing and beautiful decade filled with healing, but it requires your mindset to be in that place in order to approach it in that manner. So I feel again like this energy is very loving, it's very benevolent, it's very confident, and it wants to give us that understanding of the bigger picture. And on that note, I am going to sign off because my head is spinning, I am starving, I need to go ground myself, and I'm going to trust that. So thank you so much for joining me for this podcast, for this part two on the topic. When I receive more information or when I feel the energy is right, I will be back with more of these messages. I know that it's good for us. It's good for me. I never know what's going to come through, so it's always an adventure. But thank you so much for joining me, and I'll be back every Wednesday and Monday for the next podcast episode. I'm going to sign off now so I can go ground myself, but I wish you a beautiful day ahead, and I will see you soon.